Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sedona Patriot. Matthew Tuccheroni here. I have a quick update. I have an interview, actually not an interview. I have footage of Daniel McCarthy speaking yesterday on January 6th at the Capitol here in Arizona in downtown Phoenix. He did such an amazing job. He's such an inspiration to all of the Patriots here in Arizona. And we demand Daniel. We do. We demand Daniel. And we are so thankful that Daniel has spoken for us yesterday at the Capitol. Daniel is a true patriot. He's full of integrity. He has the courage. And he has had enough, just like the rest of us. The integrity of this election is fraudulent. The integrity of this country is fraudulent. We have no more integrity left. We have no more brave and courageous Republicans left in the GOP. They have been infiltrated. They've been brainwashed, and they will not do a thing about it because they do not know how to stand up and activate and become activists, because that's exactly what we need here. We need active boots on the ground ready to go to disseminate our information peacefully. Peacefully, guys. That situation that happened in D.C. at the Capitol should have never happened. But do I believe that it was just a few and it doesn't represent our cause here? It doesn't. Just a few, guys. Imagine a few of those. What took place in June? Remember June with Antifa and when the liberals protested? I don't know about you, but I think I saw a lot more violence and a lot more murders that came out of that situation than I saw at the Capitol. Was it bad? Should it have happened? No. Terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. That is not representing what we stand for as peaceful activists. It should have never happened. However, the media ran with it and turned it into a bigger story than what it really was, guys. That is the truth. But Daniel McCarthy spoke yesterday, and I'll tell you what, we're all at the same point here. I agree with Daniel McCarthy. Joe Biden, you are not our president. We will never accept you as our president here in the state of Arizona. And Doug Ducey, governor of Arizona, we don't accept your state of emergency. It needs to end now. It needs to end now. It does. And I believe that we need to recall Doug Ducey. I do, because he's not doing anything to have helped this entire situation at all. I really commend Daniel McCarthy for getting up on the stage yesterday and speaking. He has a lot of courage, a lot of integrity, and this guy truly is a true patriot, and he cares about the people. He really does. So stay tuned, guys. Listen to Daniel McCarthy. He's running for governor in Arizona for 2022. He is for the people. We the people have the power, everybody. Enjoy. I had a great time yesterday. As much as we know that this country is in probably the most crucial times we've ever seen here in this country, guys, I still had a great time, because you know what? I have a great time when I'm talking about freedom, when I'm fighting for freedom, when all I want and all that we want is freedom in this country. It is a good time. Freedom is a good time. Freedom is. Don't let yesterday's crap on the media scare you or deter you away from your activism here. We are rising up as patriots. Thank you so much. Enjoy Daniel McCarthy's speech at the Capitol yesterday here in downtown Phoenix. Thank you so much for tuning in, guys. God bless everybody out there. God bless the USA, and God bless this world. And we are going to end the corruption, and we're going to end communism in this country. We are no longer going to put up with communism or China's bullshit. Enjoy.
I'm going to defend you, all of you, until the air is out of my lungs and my heart stops beating. We will not surrender to communism, and I believe God is on our side, and the American spirit is on our side, and Daniel McCarthy is on our side.
We had a bad feeling in our gut a couple years ago when we started watching the GOP, the Republican allies that we all thought that we had, when we started watching them advocate for gun control measures, when we started watching them when they had majorities continue to progress us down this socialist path, we started to get this terrible gut feeling that something was going wrong. And sure enough, month after month, day after day, we watched how we progressed closer and closer to communism now. It's no longer socialism. We're already a socialist country. We're not living through a communist insurrection. Your country is under war right now. Right now in our capital of our country, in Georgia, in other states, they have stormed the Capitol buildings. You're watching something we have never imagined before. I mean, no one imagined in our lifetime we'd witness anything like this. Did any of you think this was coming? Yeah. This is because of failed leadership from both parties. This is because of failed, corrupt, cabal leadership. You're dealing with a global insurrection of your country. It is now patriots versus traitors. The line in the sand is being drawn. It's being drawn today. The president just tweeted just moments ago his disappointment in President and Vice President Pence's... The president just announced that his disappointment in the vice president's stance on turning his back on the American people. And now here we stand. We have no other options. We've tried everything, folks. I've ran for the United States Senate. We've tried the recall. We've tried to get our state legislator to do their job. We've tried to vote him out of office. I mean, folks, we've gone above and beyond, I believe, of doing everything we possibly can. Have we not? So where do we go from here? What do we do? What do we do as the global system, the global conspiracy tells us that we're going to live in tyranny? Are you going to live in tyranny? I know you're not, and neither am I. There's a lot more of us than there is of them. That's the game. Across the street, there's another event going on. There's another stage set up. They won't let us go over and talk on their stage. They're more than welcome to come over here and talk on this stage. Anyone's willing. Anyone can talk over here. Folks, we have to work together now. We're in a situation where we've never been before as a country. But the beautiful thing is there's so many more of us than there is of them. The only thing stopping us from taking care of this problem is ourselves. There's no one in that Capitol building. They're fleed. The 90 state legislators and our governor, they hide. That's what they do. They run and hide. They're very scared of you at this point. How do we win elections if there's no real voting? How do you work if they shut down your business because of a plandemic or a scamdemic? Are you going to continue to allow them to muzzle your family? They put the government on your face.
Nasty diapers.
Let's line up.
Where is our Republican leadership? Where is Doug? Where is Mark? Where is anyone over from the Republican leadership? You know, I'm at a loss in terms of looking at you and telling you what I think we should do as a country at this point. Because I got to tell you, if I had my way, this thing would have been solved a couple weeks. This would have been solved a couple months ago. This could be solved in 20 minutes, could it not?
Yes!
God forbid the world has to see again what the United States citizens are willing to do to defend freedom. God forbid! God forbid this world has to witness one more time what this great people is willing to do to make sure we never live in tyranny. God forbid. Because we are going to see holy hell on this land like you've never seen before. We're looking for political solutions. We're looking for peaceable solutions. We've been down here since our president was stolen from. We've been down. Many of you have been down here daily. Janet, I saw Janet earlier. She's been down here daily, folks. Peaceably assembling. They kicked us out of the house building. Again, what I'm trying to tell you is we're doing everything in our power to peaceably assemble, to politically handle this problem. Is there any more political solutions left?
No!
We got a problem on our hands. How do we vote on our politicians if our voting's not real? How do we have patriots run for office if they can't get voted in? They didn't just steal the election once, remind you. You see, on election day, we were stolen from by the machines, by the Sharpies, by all the games that they played. That was one way they stole from us. But you guys, remember, the Constitution allows for our 90 representatives to vote for the president, and they wouldn't show up and do their job. The governor certified an election that was phony. There was someone just shot in the United States Capitol building in Washington, D.C. Is there political peaceable solutions left?
No.
I'm looking for them. I'm listening. Tell me what more we can do. What more can I do on your behalf? Let me make this very clear. We will never recognize Joe Biden as our president, ever. Never. Arizona will separate. We will not tolerate that type of action from the United States government. We want our businesses open. We want our families fed.
We need to do it. We don't ask. We go and we do it. And what does it take to make that happen?
It takes people not wearing masks. It takes everybody telling you.
Take off your mask and open your businesses now. In my humble opinion, I believe that the government has lost consent of the governed.
Yes.
And now we're in a challenging position as a country because we're going to have to make some tough decisions. We're going to have to decide as a country, as a state, what is it we're willing to do to make sure that we do not fall to communism? You hear this? If you're a business owner, make it to where you can't wear a mask when you come inside, right?
Yeah. But we have to have people like this. We have to organize if somebody is being mistreated.
Do you hear this? Somebody says we need to organize. I personally think we need to organize outside the GOP. I think the GOP is gone. Don't tell me the same people that are funding the Democrat Party aren't funding the Republican Party. They're the same people. It's over. No more. It's patriots versus traitors now. Every one of you, if you have not signed up, you need to sign up right now. Whip out your cell phone if you haven't done so. StopTheRhinos.com. Go to StopTheRhinos.com. Put your information in. Go to ArizonaNewParty.com. Go to DemandDaniel.com. Do whatever. Put your information in so we can start to organize. We need to organize together as a group. StopTheRhinos.com. Okay, StopTheRhinos.com. Please go there. My personal website, of course, is DemandDaniel.com. I think a lot more of you demanded us than we got credit for it back in August. Well, You know, one of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, actually said something, and I'm going to paraphrase it for you. I'm not going to bore you with the details, but he basically said it clearly that once your government has gone corrupt, once your republic has gone corrupt, the only way to take care of it is to remove the corruption in its entirety. By not replacing it in its entirety, you're either replacing it with a new evil or just kicking the can down the road. We can no longer afford to kick the can down the road. I have to tell you that how many of you believe in a just God over our country? It's my belief that a just God would never allow a free people that is willing to do anything in their power to protect freedom. A free people that's willing to do everything the right way. Like I mentioned to you, we've tried everything in our power, and we're going to continue to do so. But it's my opinion that a just God would never abandon us. But we can't abandon God either. And the reason I say that is because there's only one way to show obedience to God, and that's rebellion to tyrants. Right now, you're living under a time where you have tyrants running your country, you have tyrants running your state. And I just explained to you that there's no way that we can get rid of them under the rules that they've put in place. A lot of people are calling for the Insurrection Act. A lot of people want their. A lot of people want our men and women. Yep. I'm waiting to hear back some information about the Capitol. What's going on right now? We're waiting to hear some intel. I believe it's time for the President of the United States to take decisive action. We're waiting for our Commander in Chief to tell us what to do. I'm going to tell you something right now. I will be here. We will be ready. We are going to stand ready at the discretion of the President of the United States to tell us what to do. We will not be ruled by communism. We will not allow our state or our federal government to continue to be overran by insurrection. It is time now, like I said, that everyone looks deep inside themselves and decides what it is you're willing to do. We will not fall. Arizona will not fall.
Let's go to the French Laundry when he's sitting out there. Let's go to the French Laundry when these people are just sitting there.
Let's go.
Stop talking. Stop talking. Stop being nice. Make it to where they can't walk down the fucking street. Go inside their house like the fucking, like the Capitol.
Sit your ass down like Rosa Parks. We don't go violent, but at 3 in the morning, we're still there. At 6 in the morning, we're still there. But violence begets violence. Violence begets violence.
Don't bring it on.
No.
Damn right. Stop being nice.
Stop being nice.
She went. My friend Veronica, last weekend, they went to a Chinese restaurant last week after being at the Capitol, and it wasn't the Chinese restaurant that did anything. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was some Biden supporter, some leftist, assaulted her, pushed her. I declined to go to that food, but had I been there and seen her get shoved by another man,
let me tell you this,
he would have had a broken fucking nose, and I would pap happily been arrested for it. We got people on the left that will put their hands on women.
All right, everybody, listen, I'm going to be sticking around and watching this the events unfold. I'm going to be over in that area over there, and I'm going to come back up at some point and get back up and give an update. I've got a lot of people on the ground in D.C. telling me what's going on. I want to make sure that people have a chance to speak up here, so I know that they're going to allow a minute or 2 minutes for people to come up and speak, so feel free to do so. Let your voices be heard. I understand how frustrating this is. We have to show incredible restraint. We have to be... I understand. Trust me, I know. I understand. A lot bigger.
People need to realize it's bigger than us.
I'm gonna end with this very quickly. This state will not fall to communism. Joe Biden will never be our president, and we will take our government back. Mark my words.
To stand in front of the businesses that are about to be shut down. Okay? So if you want to be involved in that, go to reopentheusa.com and put your information in there. That's one thing we can do. That's one thing we can do, and we can let our neighbors know that it's time to live as free Americans, and that we declare here and now, at this moment, that the lockdowns are over! The lockdowns are over! We're done! They're over! All right, we have Troy that's ready to say a few words to us, and Chris. And then next, we're going to have Chris say a few words. We're gonna try to keep it to just a few minutes, guys. Please don't be offended if I give you a hand signal, okay?
All right. So as she explained, it is time for us to take this country back.
Yeah!
The way we take this country back, we rebel against all of this foolishness. Now, we know that this is nonsense. So no more masks. Open your businesses up, like she said. Defy, defy, defy. Since they want to defy us, we defy them. The Constitution is mandate, not whatever these made up laws that they made up in their basement with Joe. So we're done with that. We are done. Now, with that being said, what we are fighting for is all of our freedom. I need all of you guys to pull up your phones right now and put this into your phone. Now, look this law up. This is for us, Arizona, okay? This is all around the country too, but this is specifically for us. Okay, I need y'all to look up Arizona or A.R.S. 36788. Okay, this is the isolation and quarantine during a state of emergency law. Okay, meaning they can detain you at any point. You get a traffic ticket, right? You get pulled over, they pull out that little thing, scan your head. Oh, you got a fever. Quote, COVID. You go over here into the quarantine bus. This is the law. This is the law. I'm going to read it. A person subject to isolation or quarantine shall comply with the department or local health authority rules and orders and shall not go beyond the isolation or quarantine premises and shall not come in contact with any person not subject to the isolation or quarantine other than the physician or healthcare provider. Now, I hope you guys went ahead and got that in your phone, because what you're going to do now, send that to everybody you know. I don't give a hell who they support, Biden, whatever. You are about to be a slave if you do not stand and fight now. Now, with that being said, all praises to the Most High God of Israel. This is God's fight. Yahweh, we love you, and we know you're going to prevail. We ain't scared of no demonic people.
How you folks doing today? I wasn't planning on being up here, but thank you for giving me the opportunity. God bless you.
Closer?
Okay. Look, I just got passionate over here a moment ago because my friend Veronica that I've met through coming down to these gatherings, she's telling me last weekend there was about 13 of y'all that went to a Chinese restaurant. What it doesn't matter the address, 3715 East Indian School Road, whatever it was. But here's the point. They go inside, and it wasn't the employees or of the restaurant, but there was just other people in there eating, as she described to me. And some other man, you know,
a customer,
probably average age, assaulted her for not wearing a mask. Us patriots, we're law-abiding, we love God, we're good people. But stop being fucking nice! I'm serious, I'm not saying violence, but I tell you what, I live about an hour away, but I told her on the phone when she told me about it, I said, Veronica, if I would have been at that restaurant, I'm telling you, someone's nose would have been fucking broken! Forgive me for cussing, but I'm too passionate, I'm sick of this! The left does not care about you! They don't care about our God.
That's right.
They're scared of our guns.
That's right.
They want to throw all their stuff in our face.
That's right.
Stop being nice. That's all I got to say.
Yes.
Stop being nice. Think about it. Look at what they're doing at the Capitol. That's what we need to be doing.
Yes.
Someone gets assaulted. Yes. Elevate it.
Yes.
I don't got anything else to say. Who's next? Stop.